Let's go right now and talk to Karen. Hi, Karen. It's a pleasure to have you on WGRR. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, just doing wonderful, actually.
That's great. I'd like to ask you a question. I have a couple of them, but the first one is about basements.
Okay.
Okay. We just moved into a 9-year-old brick ranch about 6 months ago, and I wanted to ask you about, there's quite a few.
Are you still there, Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay, what I got was that you're in a 9-year-old brick ranch with a basement.
Right.
And what was the first question?
The first question, well, there's cracks in the basement floor all over.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if there was anything we could do with the cracks in the floor. But also, we have 3 drains in the basement floor. And when they built the house, I guess, they didn't lower the drains to where the water could go into the drain. They're level with the floor. Is there anything we could do to take care of that so that the water will go down in the drain? Because we have to, like, if there is any water on the floor, we have to use a squeegee and push it into the drain because it's so level that the water doesn't even go in the drain.
Okay, I've got the answer to both questions.
Okay.
But I have just one question for you about the cracks. How long have you been in the house? Have you been in it since it was built?
No, we just moved into it.
Okay. Have you? How long have you been in? A month, 2 months, three months?
About 6 months.
Okay. Have you noticed? Are the cracks in the basement floor, are they getting any bigger? Do they look about the same as size as when you moved in?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think all that those cracks are what we call just shrinkage cracks. As concrete cures and dries, when it goes from the plastic state, you know how it comes out of the truck? It's almost like a cake batter?
Right.
Well, as it goes from that state to where it's hard, it actually shrinks. It loses volume, and it can shrink 1/16th of an inch for every 10 linear feet. And what happens is that produces a force inside the concrete that basically tears itself apart.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, and I'll bet you, is your basement got some, like, inside, what I call inside and outside corners, you know, like where the shape of the basement walls is kind of weird, you know, like where you've got 90-degree angles? Because typically what will happen is you'll see those cracks kind of radiate from what I call an outside corner, you know,
uh-huh.
And it just tears itself apart right at a corner. Okay. They're nothing to be concerned about. It's very, very common to see those cracks. Now, to solve the lack of drainage problem, you can do that, and this is kind of a tough, it's not really an easy do-it-yourself job, and if you don't know what you're doing, you can actually make the problem worse. But you can do a thin concrete overlay on top of your existing floor to create the slope you want to the drains.
Uh-huh.
And it basically would just be a very thin coat of what I would do. I would just put down a coarse stucco, meaning you would just mix up coarse sand and Portland cement. You'd clean the floor really, really well, and you would just stucco the floor. You know,
okay.
And in other words, far away from the drain, you might add 3/4 of an inch or an inch worth of this stucco. But as you came towards the drain, the stucco would get thinner and thinner and thinner.
Right. Okay.
And what would happen, you can see, you would actually create a slope right to those drains. So you can do that. That's not, it's not hard, but it's not easy. And I have a column or two on my website that takes you step by step how to do it.
Well, I don't understand why they didn't do that when they built the house.
Well, I can tell you what happened. They had the drain height set, and the guys who put the slab in, they just didn't pay attention very well, or they just decided to make the floor level. It was a mistake. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, well, you know, that happens.
Okay.
So it can be fixed.
Okay, why?